This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation. On a patient named Aaron Howland, A-A-R-O-N-H-O-W-L-A-N-D, date of birth 11-26-1972, date of appointment February 2nd, 2026, requesting physician Maureen Russell, M-A-U-R-E-E-N-R-U-S-S-E-L-L-N-P. Dear Maureen Russell, I have the pleasure of seeing Aaron Howland today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 53-year-old, right-handed Caucasian man who had a stroke 3 weeks ago. At that time, he developed vertigo. He was feeling congested in the head. After the stroke, he was also diagnosed with the COVID. He was thinking at that time sinus infection. Then he developed the double vision. He went to the St. Mary's Hospital. MRI of the brain done. Which shows a small sub-centimeter acute brainstem infarction along the left dorsal aspect of the pons. The expected region of the abducens cranial nerve 6 nucleus. He was not having any weakness. He was having some numbness in the head, both hands, legs were okay. He was having some right facial droop also. His speech was okay, no headache. At this time, he does not have any symptom. He was seen by cardiologist and now having Holter monitor. He has a history of bradycardia. Presently, he is taking aspirin 81 mg PO daily and Lipitor 80 mg PO daily. Past medical history. Hypertension, hyperlipidemia, bradycardia, diabetes mellitus, probably with neuropathy, tobacco use, stroke, past surgical history of tonsillectomy and adenoidectomy, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, aspirin 81 mg PO daily, albuterol, atorvastatin 80 mg daily, DAPA, glifosinate, insulin, lisinopril, social history, smoke one pack of cigarette per day, does not drink alcohol, does not use any drugs, he is an excavation contractor. He is single, lives with a girlfriend, have no children, family history, mother alive, who had a stroke, father deceased, lung problem, interstitial pulmonary fibrosis, no sibling, review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, ICR, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he's having he had a stroke, he had a diabetes, high blood pressure, physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, south bowels on present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 545, deep tender reflexes 204, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pin prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment time plan, 53-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, stroke. In the left dorsal aspect of the pons. Number 2, history of vertigo. Number 3, history of diplopia. Next paragraph, patient is now back to baseline. I would like to continue the aspirin 81 mg PO daily and atorvastatin 80 mg PO daily. I will discontinue the clopidogrel and gabapentin. I would like to see him back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.